Hey guys, Ben Arkell, PassiveAutomation.com. Wanted to talk to you guys today about how I've made $219 over the last 2 days on my blog, over $100 a day. There's been some interest in learning about that. And so what I will do is kind of break you through step by step what I did, how you can replicate it in your own business. Now, for those of you who don't know, so I'm in two niches, one being the religious niche and one in the make money online. So my religious niche, I've had a blog there for about 5 years. It's a sub niche of a specific religion, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I have a blog that deals with news articles that are relevant to those, to that demographic. And over the course of the last few years, what I've been able to do is build up a pretty substantial email list. So for those of you, if you don't know how to build up an email list and why you want to do it, an email list is your number one asset online because it is traffic that you own and that you can make sure that when you send something out, it'll at least land in front of the person. And so the way you get emails is you do basically exchange something for free. You offer something for free in exchange for an email. So if you go to calledtoshare.com, after 20 seconds, what pops up is a pop-up that says, hey, do you want to learn about how to get the top 4 Latter-day Saint products for free? If someone puts their email in, I then have their email and I will then email them, you know, how to get those 4 products for free. But that's how I've been able to grow my email list. I've probably had up to 20,000, but I do grooming on my list to increase my deliverability rate and my opens. So I'm at about 13,000 on my email list. So what I did, so I used my email list, you know, in a large way to drive traffic to my website. But what I do also is, so recently, a very relevant story and really kind of exciting story in the Latter-day Saint world happened. So in Carnegie Hall, there was a group, a millennial choir group from Utah, California, Arizona, that flew out to New York City to perform in Carnegie Hall. There was a few performances on Friday and a few on Saturday. The Saturday night performance, what happened is there was a power outage in New York City. So the power went out in Carnegie Hall and the choir couldn't perform. So whoever, you know, people put their heads together and said, hey, let's go out to the street. So they went out to the street, started doing their performance, and of course, New York City's crowded, so people are pulling out their phones, watching this choir, recording it all. People are sticking their heads out of office buildings and apartment buildings, recording it all. And one of the songs that was sung is called I Believe in Christ, which was written by a Latter-day Saint apostle. So he was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And in 1972, he wrote the song called I Believe in Christ. It's pretty famous in the Latter-day Saint world. So it was a very relevant story. And so on Saturday of last week, I was the first one in the Latter-day Saint niche to get a story up. I had that benefit because most of the bigger websites like LDS Living and LDS Daily, they kind of work Monday through Friday. I kind of work whenever I want. And so I was able to get up an article Sunday that talked about it. It went semi-viral, meaning, you know, well, when I say viral, it's like if I get over 10,000 views on a blog article for me, that's good. So I knew that on Monday what I was going to need to do, because I knew the article was resonating well, I knew I needed to hit up my email list. So what I did Monday, I wrote an email, said breaking news, or I didn't say breaking news. I said, you know, viral Carnegie Hall video, Carnegie Hall performance moves to street in New York City. So that was the subject line, something to that effect. And I blasted that out to 13,000 people. Of those 13,000, 5,000 approximately clicked on the email. And then, you know, a lower fraction of those came to my site. But based on the traffic from my site, coming from the email marketing and those coming from, I shared it on social media and Facebook groups, etc., I was able to generate $135 of revenue on Monday. And then on Tuesday, what I did is I did a resend of that same exact email newsletter. So what happens is I send it out to 13,000 people, 4,500 people open it on day one, 9,000 people haven't. I resend to those 9,000 on Tuesday, and 1,100 more people open that and then come to my site to read the article. Okay, and so I'm using my email list, using a campaign to blast out this article about the song being sung in the streets of New York City because of the Carnegie Hall power outage. Within that email newsletter campaign, I also included some Amazon Prime deals, some free downloads they could get, basically sending them to Amazon Prime on Prime Day to get a free download, knowing that anything else they purchase, I'll get a percentage of. And so I got some extra money from that as well. And I had some other articles in there that were relevant to my niche. Okay, so it shows you the power of an email list, because if I just put that article up and shared it on Facebook and in Facebook groups, I probably would have got about maybe $30-$40, maybe a little less. But because I was able to then push that out and get basically a guaranteed extra 3,000 or 4,000 views from my email list, that's how I was able to drive that revenue up. And so email is just, I'm actually trying to get into it at a point where I can email a lot more frequently. Some suggest doing it daily, and I agree with that. I think for my niche in the way, I send news articles, and so daily, I don't produce enough content, enough articles to be able to do that. But I wanted to send just a quick podcast out. I shot a video on YouTube giving the breakdown of how I did this all. I kind of show you the back end of my website. I show you the back end of my email autoresponder, which is MailerLite. I also use ActiveCampaign and GetResponse and AWeber. I use all of them. But for this website, I use MailerLite. So I show you the back end, show you how I set it up, show you how I did all the resends, kind of show you the view of this, of the earnings and everything. So if you're interested in kind of seeing how that went down, you can visit Ben Arkell and you can search passive income automation. I actually just hit today 200 subscribers, which was a goal of mine to hit in July. So thank you to any of you who have subscribed on YouTube. And tomorrow, actually, on YouTube, I'm going to be doing a tutorial on how to make a thumbnail image, the same thumbnail image you'll see as the cover of this podcast thumbnail, because I've had some people asking about how to do that. Anyway, really loving the online marketing, passive income. I mean, I probably spent an hour and a half writing the article, getting everything together, and maybe 30 to 45 minutes, maybe another hour. So 2.5 hours sending out the email campaign. So 2 hours and I made, you know, about $220, probably more than, closer to $250 with Amazon. So that's not bad. Not a bad return on investment. And the thing that, it's just nice waking up every day and seeing for that small amount of work I did, kind of the fruits that come from that. So Ben Arkell, passiveautomation.com. Thanks for tuning in, and excited to talk to you on the next video, where I will be touching more in the future. I'll be talking a lot more about Legendary Marketer, how to use ClickFunnels for your affiliate marketing, how to use Facebook ads. So stick around. If you want to also search my Facebook group, it's called Passive Income Automation with Ben Arkell. Would love to have you there. We will talk to you guys soon.